Is there anything worse than an uncomfortable conversation or confrontation with a staff member, employee, or partner? I don't know about you, but for a lot of entrepreneurs, this is the worst part of being in business for yourself. Maybe you've put it off for too long. It's time to be addressed, but you've been dreading it for weeks. Today, I'm going to simplify the process of having a difficult conversation and make it so much easier for you because this stuff's important. Hey, my name is Shalene Johnson, and welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I've been an entrepreneur with staff members for now over 30 years. I think about the number of people who I've worked with, the number of team members who've been a part of our team, the different companies that we've built, the different confrontations, the different weird and awkward positions I've been in. And this is probably one of the most uncomfortable things you have to do as an entrepreneur. I can't even tell you how many times, how many things I have probably let go on way too long because I just didn't want to have the conversation. I let employees stay with us too long. I let staff members engage in partnerships long after I knew the partnership was over. Fear of having these kinds of conversations has probably cost me tens of thousands of dollars. But once I kind of did my research and realized, gosh, it's just a skill like anything else. So if it's a skill, I can learn how to do it. And if I can learn how to do it, I'm going to get better at it. It won't be so awkward. I'll get good at it. And eventually, I'm going to be able to teach other people. So that's what we're doing here today. But I want you to know you're normal. I want you to know that not wanting to have this conversation is very, very normal. But there's also a process. There's literally a template that I'm going to share with you today that works every single time, almost to the point where you're going to be like, who's next? Who do I have to have a conversation with next? Well, let's start right there. First and foremost, you don't want to think of this as a confrontation. I want you to think of this almost as like a game, an objective that you have with your business, an objective where you want both parties to feel like things turned out fairly. Not that you're the bad guy or that they're the bad guy or that you're right and they're wrong, that both parties walk away from the conversation saying, that was fair. All right, so let me walk you through the scenario. In fact, I bet you're listening to this episode because there's someone right now that you need to have this difficult conversation with. So the first thing you want to do, and I know this is really hard, is you want to make kind of a chronological list of when you started working together and where we are today. That chronological list should include when you started working together and what their role was or how things started in the beginning. All facts, no adjectives. So we don't want to say things like, in the beginning, you were a rock star. No, like, in the beginning, you did A, B, C, D, and E. And you were contracted or we had agreed that you would be paid X amount of dollars. So it's all facts. But you want to lay it all out. Like, when did the person start? Where are they today? Or where did the partnership start? Whatever it is. Lay out all the facts for yourself. These are not things you're going to share with the other person. Like, it's not like you're going to create this Google Doc and like send it to them. No, this is just for your reference point. Okay. Then under that, I want you to list some positives, some things that both of you would agree went well in the beginning. So start with like the things that are favorable about the situation from both people's perspective. So say, for example, we're talking about someone who you hired to do all of the marketing for your webinar series, anything that was digital and online. You hired them to do, they were the head of marketing for you. So some things that start off in the beginning is like they came to you with creative ideas. It was a mutually beneficial relationship in terms of offering information. And it was also relatively new. So we want to share the things that were kind of true from both sides of perspectives, from your perspective and from their perspective. From there, you want to go through just the facts. And you want to outline where objectives have been missed. So for example, if let's say this person initially, they were contracted to run all of the evergreen advertising, to review the website to make sure that SEO was on point, to report the statistics and numbers and data on a monthly basis and to come up with initiatives to improve marketing and to decrease the cost of acquisition for new customers. So you're going to go through the things that they were contractually obligated to do or that they were supposed to do, and then just very matter of fact, what did and didn't get done. And basically what you want to do, again, without adjectives. You just basically want to say, okay, and so one of the things that we had agreed was part of this role was to report on a monthly basis where we were getting our customers and how we might create initiatives to decrease our cost of acquisition. And I think we can all agree, like, the reporting, we didn't get the reporting on a pretty regular basis. So the way you want to approach this meeting is very nonchalant. You don't want to have emotion in your voice. You don't want to sound angry. You don't want to sound entitled. You don't want to sound like you're wagging a finger. It's just very matter of fact. And as you go through each item where there's a discrepancy or things haven't been as they should be, you're basically just describing it like a scientist. If you're doing this the right way and you're in an in-person meeting or on a Zoom, the other person should be like nodding almost and acknowledging almost with enthusiasm or like, yeah, that's true. And sometimes you can say, and you know, when things start to change, like you're almost giving them, I don't want to say like permission or the excuse, but you're saying like, you know, and things start to change, or we weren't meeting on a regular basis, so we weren't getting those numbers. You're never pointing a finger. You're just laying things out, kind of matter of fact, because it's not personal. Don't make any part of this personal. If it's personal, you've already lost the battle.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. We want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple.
You're never pointing a finger. You're just laying things out, kind of matter of fact, because it's not personal. Don't make any part of this personal. If it's personal, you've already lost the battle. Then it's them versus you. This should just be the two of you reaching a mutual agreement. So you're going through what did and didn't happen. It's really important at this stage that you've got dates and specifics without emotion or adjectives. So it's not like you never gave us these monthly reports, which really angered me, and you were taking advantage of us. Like, none of that. It should just be in the facts and as many dates and specifics as possible. Okay. Once we do that, then it's really just a simple transition statement, which leads us to why I thought it would be a great idea for us to reassess where we are today. And that's a wonderful way of just stating, like, we're reassessing. It's not saying, and that's what leads me to firing you today, or that's what leads me to terminating and suing you today. Like, no, be fair. Be a human. Be chill. The bigger deal you make about this, the bigger you make it feel like it's a monster and it's going to be, like, super uncomfortable, the more uncomfortable it is. Like, you're just two humans. So chill out. Go over the facts. And if this person has value to you, listen to what I'm about to say. Your girl has been in business for many, many years. I've seen too many of you throw away great people because they didn't do all the things they were supposed to do, but they did a few of the things that they were supposed to do and they did them really well. And that's still a value to you. If you can keep them and renegotiate, restructure the agreement that you have between you, you win. Like, good people, people that you trust, like literally people that you trust, even if there's some part of the relationship you can salvage, you win. So figure out what you want before you even have this meeting. oftentimes, like if I'm meeting with someone who is like, okay, I contracted them, let's say, for like this huge list of things that I thought they were going to do for me. And let's just say that they were able to do 1/10 of that list. Then my objective going into that is to maintain them for that 1/10 and to renegotiate the contract, to pay them 90% less, but to keep them for that 10% that they are doing really well, because that's of great value to me. Like, you don't always have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. So I make that transitional statement, which is like, and it's super chill. You never want to make the person feel like they're in the principal's office and you're unhappy with them. Acknowledge what's been going on in their life. Acknowledge what they're doing in their business. Acknowledge that they're a human. Acknowledge that you want to give them grace and that there are probably circumstances outside of their control or for which you have no information about. And then you just make that simple transitional stage or statement. And that's why I thought we should kind of renegotiate where we are today. With that in mind, what I'd like to do is, and then you offer a suggestion. In my estimation, or in my experience, I think you can do that. You can offer like, here's what I think this needs to look like. Or you can say, so, you know, based on this, what is your recommendation? I've said that many times. And I would say 80% of the time, the person I'm having the meeting with is like, if I were you, I'd probably terminate me. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, it's like once you lay it out in that kind of a way, like, you know, if you're at that stage, they kind of know what they've been doing or what they haven't been doing. And they can often acknowledge, if you haven't put them on the defensive, that they don't feel good about their performance. And that's when I want to turn things around and say, like, you've been really valuable in these particular areas. If in fact you want to maintain the relationship, if it's someone you need to terminate or to fire them or to like eliminate the contract, then it's stating to them like, so if you were in my situation and you were looking at renewing the contract, would you renew the contract? And you can just put it in their court. And again, 90% of the time they're going to say like, yeah, no, I wouldn't. This is horrible. I'm so embarrassed. Or like, I absolutely understand. Like, but you put in their court, like you literally ask them what they would do if they were you. Or you say to them, here's what I would like to propose. Or another option is you can say, I'd like to suggest that you do the small little percentage that you know that they can do. So if you're in agreement, what I'd like to do is send to you a new proposal so we can restructure this. It's changing the scope of the relationship. It's really no different from like a friendship that you realize like this person has value to me, but the scope of the relationship has changed. It doesn't mean I never want to be friends with them or I never want to speak to them, but things have changed. And in business, finding people that you can trust is so hard. Now, if you don't trust this person, get rid of them. Ultimately, we want to hire slow and fire fast. But there are many circumstances where you don't need to fire this person. You just need to restructure the relationship, the arrangement. I hope that this was helpful to you. You know, good people are hard to find. People that we trust are really hard to find. And every single time we have to find a new person, it's an incredibly expensive and emotionally taxing endeavor. So if there's any little piece of this relationship that's worth salvaging, I encourage you to do so. Listen, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Regardless of the app that you're listening to this on, whether it's Spotify or the Apple Podcast, will you please just do me a favor? Please, I'm asking you right now, will you please make sure you're subscribed? An extra added bonus, like parking lot karma. You're going to get a spot right up front when you need it, if you would take just a moment to write us a review for Build Your Tribe. Okay, again, I love you. I mean it. Thank you for being here. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun. Now we are officially done. I'll see you next time.